Grace greetings, my friend. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 13th day of April. I'm your host, Paul White. I want to thank you today for joining me, and I want to steer you to deeperdaily.com. If you want to spread the word about the Deeper Daily Podcast, maybe you have some friends who don't know anything about it at all, you can send them to that website. All of our audio, both the podcast and the full-length sermons, drop at deeperdaily.com. We're starting to plug this on our videos as well to try to steer some people towards the audio material that may not know anything about the audio material. And we want to get that the word out that the podcast is a resource that I think is valuable to your day. Hopefully not your entire spiritual diet, but at least a little snack, a little supplement to help you along, like taking a little vitamin every day is the Deeper Daily Podcast. We also have Nuggets of Grace for those of you who prefer a video version. It's not the same thing. I'm not recording myself doing the podcast, sitting in front of a camera. The reason I don't do that, by the way, is I do these podcasts all over the place, sometimes at my home. Today, I'm actually coming to you from our venue of our Tuesday night Bible studies here in Georgia. I'm sitting here in the venue with my microphone on and my Bible open and thought, I'm going to do a podcast. And so that happens from time to time. I've done them driving down the road before. So I don't put the camera in front, but we do have a video version of about the same length called Nuggets of Grace. We post these to our YouTube page, PWM. They also pop up on our Facebook page, Paul White Ministries, and you can access those each and every day. We do 7 every week, 1 every day. And what the nuggets are little 5, 6, 7 minute clips from sermons we have aired over the last nearly 10 years. And they're from all over the world. A lot of stuff from our old church in Missouri, a lot of stuff from our services here in Georgia, and a lot of stuff from just traveling around, sharing the gospel with people. And those nuggets will then, at the end, you'll see on the screen how you can go find that entire sermon. All right, so check that out. Today, we move on to the little book of Jonah. And Jonah is a book that, like we said yesterday, has no direct quote in the New Testament. I want to say this too up front. I'm not trying to do the whole book of Jonah verse by verse. I'm not changing our format. We've been for months now just highlighting stories from the Old Testament with a New Covenant lens. We're going to do the same thing with Jonah, although we will take a slightly deeper dive into Jonah because he's compact and there's not a lot of fat in Jonah. It is a story about a guy, 4 chapters long. There's the pre-story. It starts out just out of the gate awesome, but there's leading into the main part. Then there's the main part, and then there's the follow-up. And the main part is the smallest part of the story. The rest of it rotates around it. But most people know the lead-up. The lead-up is the whale. The story is Jonah preaching to Nineveh. And the follow-up is Jonah and God and their confrontation post-Nineveh. So it all has something relevant to say. What happens is the Jonah story is so closely associated with the whale that that's really what Jonah has come to represent, even the word Jonah. Now, in the Hebrew, the word Jonah means dove. You would swear it means whale, the way it's used in people's vernacular, because, it's a statement you can use about getting swallowed up in something. You could say he's a Jonah. And people would know what you're talking about. Even people that aren't Jewish and aren't Christian have heard the story of Jonah and the whale. I don't care if you take the story literal. I don't care if you don't take the story literal. I don't think either of those are the point. There's something pretty deep being conveyed to us through the story of Jonah, and something that has been conveyed through almost every other religion and origin story and mythological collection of the known world has a story of someone going into a whale, going into a dark place. This is yet another version of the going in and redeeming something or fighting something or being swallowed by something or confronting something. It's a great illustration of what happens when you don't confront the thing you're supposed to do, when you try to run away from it. If you run the opposite way, eventually the whale will swallow you, the dragon will fry you up, the snake will bite you. All of the things you hear us talk about in relation to confrontation, Jonah is yet another one. And for Christianity, it preludes life again. Jesus will quote Jonah, or not quote Jonah, I told you there is no quote of Jonah, but he will reference Jonah in his own prophetic utterance when he says the sign that will be given to his generation was that as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so would the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. And so Jesus, by his own teaching, reimagines the Jonah being vomited up on Nineveh as a reimagined resurrection story, that you come forth out of the grave vis-a-vis the belly of the whale, and that you are not the same man on the other side that you were going in. Though, interestingly enough, the reasons that Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh are the same failures that surface in Jonah chapter 4 in his confrontation with God, which shows us that the whale does not always change how we feel. He just changes how we deal. And man, that's important to get to the bottom of. In a nutshell, this will be my really the day of introducing Jonah. And that was actually a decent smattering of what's going to happen in this book. There's a whole lot to talk about as far as New Covenant. But here's something you can think about if you want to know what Jonah's all about. Nineveh is northeast on the map. Tarshish is west on the map. And when God calls Jonah to be the prophet of repentance to wicked Ninevites, Gentiles, by the way, the first instance of God sending a voice from Israel into the Gentiles, Jonah realizes that God must be serious or he wouldn't be sending him. He turns down the assignment and he heads the other way. And Jonah, who's supposed to go northeast to Nineveh, runs west to Tarshish, basically runs exactly opposite of where God told him to go. And then the whale, and then the vomiting up on the shore, and then the Nineveh and the repentance and all of that. And we'll get into the beauty of this book. What a fantastic journey we're going to get to spend for the next few days. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.